apps can do a lot of cool things. You could order dinner, gamble on your favorite team, and track your health. You could even get a mortgage. One click and you can be approved. I'm not sure by who or what country they're in. You deserve more from the mortgage industry. At AnnieMack Home Mortgage, we believe in the need for live human interaction during a very complex process. The kind of service and guidance which an app simply can't provide. Our customers are more than credit scores and income documents. They're individuals and families who live in and strengthen our communities. Their story is our story, and that story begins in a home. Chris Sawyer is an expert on providing superior customer service and in meeting the mortgage needs of current and future homebuyers. With over 18 years of experience in the industry, Chris is able to help customers migrate through the home buying and home financing process by using his wealth of knowledge as a well-qualified mortgage professional. And best of all, Chris is located in Cromwell, Connecticut, where he has helped hundreds of clients in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island make their dreams of home ownership a reality. Visit chrissawyer.annie-mac.com. Email him at csawyer@annie-mac.com or give him a call, 860-878-8730.
Chris Sawyer, NMLS number 39345, corporate NMLS number 338923, Annie Mac Home Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, American Neighborhood Mortgage Acceptance Company, LLC, DBA, Annie Mac Home Mortgage, LoFi Direct, Connecticut First Mortgage Correspondent, License Lender, Broker Number, ML338923, Massachusetts Mortgage Lender and Mortgage Broker License Number, MC338923, Rhode Island License Lender, License Number 20112810L. Call for additional details.
Welcome to Sports Talk with RNJ. I'm Steve Risser, along with Justin D'Onofrio. And the baseball season, it already began, but opening day for everyone begins tomorrow, and we got to do our season preview. And you know what team we're starting with? We're starting with the Yankees. I mean, good offseason for them. Great trade getting Juan Soto. Stroman, they signed Marcus Stroman. Could have added to the rotation. They didn't sign Sneller Montgomery. As we saw last night, Montgomery went to the Diamondbacks. But still, overall, a good offseason for the Yankees. I think this team is definitely improved from where it was last year. So they've dodged a bullet with Gerrit Cole. It looks like he'll only be out a month. So the big question going into the season for the Yankees is, what are their chances to win the division? And I think they have as good of a chance to win the division as Toronto and Tampa. Now, I'll get to who I think the favorite is. I'm probably kind of giving it away now what the favorite is to win the division. But I do think they have as good of a chance as Toronto and Tampa. I like the addition of Soto. I like, adding Stroman for – I know he struggled at the end of last year, but I like adding Stroman for depth in the rotation. I think this team has a chance. I know they're not the favorite, but I think they do have a chance to win the division with the additions they made. But health is a huge, huge thing for the Yankees.
Yeah, it is. Very soon, Judge is. I know Judge should be back in the lineup, but LeMahieu's already hurt. It's the same foot he's out a couple years ago with. We've already seen Cole going on the IL, and yeah, he may only miss the first month, but. Have you, the first month schedule is not.
Oh, you look at that early schedule for opening day. They gotta go. They go to Houston and then they go to a very tough area. They go to Arizona, who is really good this year. Should be really good with the pitching they added and with them trading for Suarez.
Yeah, they should. You got the Blue Jays, the Marlins who were feisty last year, Cleveland, Toronto again, Tampa. So it's not easy. So the health's big and. Rizzo's got to stay healthy. Verdugo, I like that addition too. Stanton's a big one. So, who of these pitchers could step up? I know Rodon's in much better shape, but, he didn't pitch much last year and then kind of went after the two middle birds to the fans. So, and then turned his back on Matt Blake in the final day of the year last year, the pitching coach. So, it's, they got to pick up the slack. So, yeah, the injuries and, they've been a factor for the Yankees the last, five, 6 years. Just they've always, it always feels like there's a new guy going to IL every day.
Yeah, it seems like it. It definitely seems like there's a new guy going to the IL. It definitely seems like it. And that's going to be the big key. The big key is this team staying healthy because you had Stanton, Judge and Rizzo missed over 50 games last year. The biggest issue with this team was their offense. Their offense was a big issue last season, but they did address it, though, getting Juan Soto. And now we'll get to, expectations for this team, what we think they're going to be. And I think the Yankees this year, with the addition of Soto, them going out and getting Stroman. Now, we start with the addition of Soto. I think the addition of Soto is really going to help this lineup. I think it's going to help this lineup I think it's gonna help Rizzo. It's gonna give Rizzo protection. It's gonna give Judge protection. They don't still don't have a typical leadoff hitter with LeMayu out, and they're probably gonna have Torres be the leadoff hitter to start the year. But with LeMayu out, they don't really have a leadoff hitter. But I think the Soto move is really gonna help this offense. Gonna give them protection in the lineup. I think Rizzo will definitely have a better year. I think that Judge stays healthy and has a monster year too. I think this lineup, I don't think it's great, but I think it's going to be in the top 10. I think they're going to be in the top 10 in offense. But I think their bullpen will still not be as good as it was last year because they lost Michael King and they lost Peralta in the Soto trade. But I do think this bullpen is still going to be pretty good with Clay Holmes, with Ian Hamilton, with Loaisiga. I think this, and with Tommy Canley, I do think this bullpen is going to be pretty good, but I do think the biggest issue with this team is going to be depth in the rotation. Now, it could be a really good rotation, but early on, it's going to be tough with Cole out. And the thing about it is you don't win the World Series in April, but you could lose your season in April. So it is crucial for this Yankee team to tread water in the first month of the season, to tread water and not lose their season in April. If they do that, I think this team has a great chance to make the playoffs, and I do think they make the playoffs. Even with the question marks with the rotation, I do think this team makes the playoffs because I think they have a good bullpen, and their lineup is going to be it's definitely going to be improved this year. So I do think that – I don't think the Yankees win the division, but I do think they make the playoffs, and I do finish in second. But I do question this rotation. Gerrit Cole, I don't question at all, but Stroman, his struggles at the end of last year. Rodon struggles. Clark Schmidt, he's pretty much average at best. And then heel coming in too. So I mean, he'll only be a starter for a little bit because until when Cole comes back. But yes, this rotation, and then you got Cortez, Nestor Cortez, who's starting tomorrow against the Astros. So, and he had a down year last year where he couldn't stay healthy. So this rotation is the biggest question mark. That's why I don't have him winning the division, but I do have the Yankees finishing in second and getting one of the wild card spots.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do have them second. I went back and forth a lot between them and Toronto and Tampa, but yeah, I think they could tread water. As you said, the first month, I think they could be okay. You know, Alex Verdugo, I really like Verdugo coming in.
I did forget about Verdugo too. I think Verdugo is going to help out, especially before Dominguez comes back. He's really going to help out that team. He's a lefty bat, which the Yankees don't have a ton. They did add some lefty bats, but I really like this offseason. Going out and trading for Soto and getting him. So I do like that. I mean, I don't like the fact Cashman just sat there and didn't sign Snell or Montgomery, but I do like the way he improved this lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, with Verdugo. Yeah, Verdugo, awesome. And I think, you know, this was an Aaron Judge move, I guess, too. Like, Judge really wanted Verdugo to come in. So I think Verdugo needed somebody like Judge to kind of help him out. I think that was some, you know, he had some clubhouse issues. He'd show up late some days in Boston. He didn't get along with Court, sounded like, and Heim Bloom. So and he'll bring an edge, you know, he's going to bring an edge to this team, which I think is really going to help. And yeah, you know, rotation. Well, and I think I know why they didn't sign Snell and Montgomery. Well, this fell in Montgomery because they're over the tax luxury. So if they signed it Snell, it would have been for double. So like he got 28 mil, it would have been for 56 mil. If they got Montgomery, it would have been 50 mil a year because he signed for 25. So I think that's why, you know, are those two worth it to pay that much? So I could see why, but yeah, it'd be nice to get one more starter. Clayton Beter had a really nice spring. I know he struggled at AAA after getting called up from AA, where he was awesome. He had a good spring. I think he's going to start more as a long man in the bullpen, but he's somebody, too, that could be sneaky. I think he's got really good stuff. But, yeah, it's going to be a lineup. Stan looks in a lot better shape. Could Judge, you know, hopefully they need him to stay healthy. But over the protection of him and Soto, in the middle of the lineup is going to be huge. And Volpe would be great to get that average up from 212 or whatever it was last year. So, yeah, it's the injuries that worry me, you know, Boone too at times with the questionable moves, you know, in-game stuff, but they got to make the playoffs. You know, they cannot go back-to-back years without the playoffs because this fan base will lose it. And, you know, and that's going to put more pressure on Steinbrenner, and Boris can ask the Yankees whatever they, you know, whatever he wants Soto to get, because if they don't make the playoffs and they lose Soto, it's going to be an ugly, ugly scene for the Steinbrenners.
And this leads me to a two-part question here. What would be a successful season for the Yankees this year? And what do they have to do for this year for Boone and Cashman to come back? For me, a successful season and for Boone and Cashman to come back is not just make that, you know, the first, you know, like the wild card seat, like the, whatever they call it, the, you know, the first round of the playoffs. I think they got to get into the division series. I think they got to be in the division series. And I do think the division series is a successful season for this team after the year they had. I, everybody says this World Series are bust nonsense. That's nonsense. Come on, stop it with that. Okay. A successful season for this Yankee team would be to get to the division series. Because let's say they lose a tough series against Baltimore, the defending AL East champ. It was a tough series against Baltimore. Or they lose a tough series again against Houston. It'll be frustrating, but you can't consider that a disappointment. I think if they get to that, the division series, I would consider that a successful season. And, you know, after that, and I think Boone and Cashman will be back if they do that.
For me, successful season is, I think, I'd like to see them get back to the LCS. Because you got Soto this year. You got Judge, hopefully the pitching staff. Again, they make a move, hopefully, at the deadline to grab somebody, another pitcher, another arm. I think they got to get back to at least there and have a fighting effort. Like, you can't get swept, like you did last time down there. So, you got to do something. You got to get the LCS and compete. But look, that organization is telling us it's World Series or bust. So part of me wants them to hold them to their word. Like, okay, but then they're you not.
But,
that's, World
but that is such nonsense, because if it's World Series or bust, there's no way Boone and Cashman would have been back after last year when they went 82-80. Yeah, it's not World Series or bust. This organization, if they make the playoffs, they get into the final, if they get to the division series, it's a successful season for them. It's not the old days of Steinbrenner. As I've said earlier, they're not. The standard has changed for the Yankees. It's not World Series or bust. They just want to get into the playoffs or the ALCS, and everyone's coming back. They brought everyone back last year after an 82-80 season. So don't tell me it's World Series or bust for the Yankees, please. That's nonsense. The stuff that Hal's telling you is nonsense.
No, I totally agree with you, because it's not. Everybody would have been thrown off. The whole coaching staff, everybody, Kevin would have been, gone. Like, I agree with you, but they want to tell me that, then I'm going to hold you to your word. So, they should change their expectations. They never will, though, because they know that will only be not. Because did you get to the playoff? If that's a goal every year, that's fine. Tell me that. That's fine. But yeah, World Series and bust stuff. I don't think they're going to win this year. I just think you got some good teams, the American League and obviously the National League. There's some tough opponents, but yeah, get to the playoffs this year, pull better. Hopefully you resign Soto, and I think, all will be okay.
All right, let's move on to the defending AL East champions, the Baltimore Orioles. And they even got better, and I think they're even going to get better as the season goes on, because Jackson Holliday is still in the minor leagues. So their shortstop is still in the minor leagues. They added Corbin Burnes to a team that already won the division, and they got a really good lineup. When you have, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Anthony Santander, Ryan Mountcastle, Cedric Mullins, that's a top 10 lineup. They got it. And I know the bullpen may not be as good because of Batista being out, but they still got Kimbrel, who's got a lot of experience. They got Cano, who could close, and then adding Corbin Burnes and that rotation depth was an issue. The rotation definitely was an issue in the playoffs when they faced the Rangers last year, but adding Corbin Burnes is definitely a difference maker. You add him with Bradish, with Dean Kramer, with Grayson Rodriguez. I think this Oriole team is clearly not just, I don't think it's that close. I think they're clearly the best team in the AL East, and I think they repeat in the American League East this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. They're even better, and I think that new ownership group just got approved a little bit ago, so that's all set. Now they have an owner that seem like, they're probably going to spend some cash coming up, so which is going to help. Yeah, they brought in Kimbrel. They brought in Corbin Burnes, which is huge. Grayson Rodriguez, John Means is going to be back, I think, near May, they're hoping, or late April, early May, they're hoping, he should be back. I know you got no Batista, but Grayson Rodriguez pitched well down the stretch. He's one of their top prospects. So yeah, with that lineup, with how loaded it is, Jackson Holliday mentioned, he was playing really, really well in the spring. So I can't imagine they'll hold him down there for long. But yeah, this Royal team's really good. They got him better. Adley Rutschman's a guy that should be in the MVP category conversation this year. So yeah, this Royal team is loaded, and they should win this division.
Moving on to the Tampa Bay Rays, who finished second to the Orioles in the division last year. I got the Rays finishing in third, but I have them just missing the postseason. I got them finishing in third and just missing the postseason, which would be the first time they would miss the postseason since 2018. But I do think this is the worst team they've kind of had since 2018. I don't mind their lineup with Diaz and Arozarena and Ramirez and Lowe, but even though Brandon Lowe has trouble staying healthy, and Paredes. But the pitching is where is a real concern. With having McClanahan out and having Rasmussen out, I know Savelli and Eflin have had good years. I know they have a good bullpen. I know they're one of the best managers in the game. But I just think having Rasmussen out and having McClanahan out and then losing Glass now is just a little bit too much. I have the Rays. I have them winning 86 games. But I think they're going to be in it right until the end. But I have them just missing the playoffs, finishing in third in the division.
Yeah, for me, I have them fourth. You mentioned the pitching staff. They've already got a bunch of guys on there. Bradley as well. And then they always get guys. They're always got about 15 to 20 on the IL. I don't know how they're going to be able to keep up this year, because they're already kind of seem like they're behind. And, their offense, they really just signed Ahmed Rosario. It's a nice kind of piece that could play anywhere, but like he can kind of hit for average. He's speedy, but he's not going to hit for power. So I think I wouldn't be shocked they find a way to finish third, sneak into a playoff spot. But this year, I just think the pitching is just way too big of a concern for me, and I haven't finishing fourth. I wouldn't be shocked if they finished ahead of Toronto, because we know about their struggle. They haven't been put it together, but I have this team right now in fourth.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit better. I just like the manager. I like the manager, and I like the offense a little bit better than Toronto, and we'll get to Toronto right now. And I think I think this will be another team that will compete for a wild card. But I think this is, again, an 83 to 85 win team that just missed the playoffs. I think they're in that pennant race in September, but I think they just missed the playoffs. Springer, he's getting up there in age. Realistically, who's really that good outside of Bichette, Guerrero, and they got Justin Turner in the offseason? Who's really that good in that lineup? Nobody. That lineup is it's very average to me. The lineup is average. I know they got a good closer in Jordan Romano. Now, the one strength this team is they have the best starting pitching in the division, but they don't have the best bullpen. And they definitely, really, outside of the Red Sox, they have probably the worst. They definitely have the worst lineup. Their lineup's definitely not as good as the Orioles. It's not as good as the Yankees if they stay healthy, and it's not as good as the Rays. I don't really like this lineup. That outside of Guerrero, Bichette, and Turner, I know Springer's still decent, but he's not what he was in Houston. He had a very average year last year. I mean, the back half of this lineup is very, very questionable. I think this is a fourth place team. I think this team finishes in fourth. It's very close between the Yankees, Rays, and Blue Jays, but I think this team finishes in fourth, and this team misses the playoffs.
Yeah, for me, I have them finishing third. I have them as well, just missing out on the playoffs.
But you must like the rotation.
Yeah, it's a rotation for me. You got Gausman, Bassett, Barrios. Like that's a great one through three right there. Like and then the lineup, like Alejandro Kirk, he's had a great spring. He looks a lot more in shape. In 2022, he made an All-Star game. So, like, maybe he can kind of get back to form he was 2 years ago and kind of step up in that lineup. I love the Justin Turner addition. Again, I don't know why Boston did not bring him back. He was so good for him last year. Especially
he was
one of
their best players. So, we'll get to that dumpster fire in a minute.
Yeah, the Oakland A's of the East, it seems like.
Getting rid
of everybody.
Yeah.
And no payroll out there in Boston. But, yeah. I think with the Jays, can they put it together this year? I think it's possible. A couple of those guys in the lineup, I wouldn't be shocked. It's Springer stay healthy for them and Turner with the veteran guys. So wouldn't be shocked. I think their rotation keep them in a lot of games, but yeah, it's a back in the bullpen as well, as you mentioned. How many games, can they hold on to as well? So I like the Blue Jays finishing third, but yeah, I think they're going to be right there the final day, but I think they'll just miss out on a playoff spot.
And now we get to the dumpster fire, the AL East, and that's the Boston Red Sox. And you thought after firing High and Bloom things were going to change. They have not changed at all. They've actually gotten worse. I mean, Turner go. They let Verdugo go. It's like they didn't even improve their team at all. Their pitching is garbage. Their lineup has gotten – I feel bad for Rafael Devers. Their lineup is okay. I mean, you got Duran. You got Devers. You got Cassis. You got Yoshida. But their lineup is average. Their starting rotation is garbage. Their bullpen is average. This is a team will be lucky to win 75 games. I feel bad for Alex Cora because this ownership has sabotaged this. We hammered Chaim Bloom so much for the Red Sox lack of success the last couple of years. It's now becoming ownership. Ownership has not spent any money. They haven't spent money since 2020, since they didn't want to re-sign Mookie Betts. This has really became a really real. This has became a terrible organization in baseball. It really has since the day that Dave Dombrowski got fired. This is probably I know they had that one ALCS run in 2021, but this has been one of the worst organizations in baseball. You know, 2020 they finished in last place. 2022 they finished in last place. In 2023 they finished in last place, and they're on their way to finishing in last place. This could get ugly this year for this Red Sox team. Cora's probably going to lose his job. I don't know why he's still the manager there. He should just quit before the season because they did nothing to improve this team. This team is absolutely terrible and clearly the worst team. I think this team wins like 70, 69, 70 games. I think this is close to Bobby V Red Sox in 2012. This team is awful. And I'm not bashing him because I'm a Yankee fan. This team is terrible. And at this point, John Henry's got to sell the team.
And they are clamoring for that up in Boston right now. They want no part of him. I know the Kraft documentary is not helping Kraft right now, but man, you know, he's getting up there and most hated people in that city. It is bad. They have not, you mentioned the back to back last place finishes. They have not finished back to back, or they have not had three straight years of last place finishes since 1930. They're very on their way to doing that this year. 1930. Yeah, it's bad. Because he's in his final year of the contract. It was like, because I don't remember word for word what he said, because it was like the first day of camp. They asked him about coming back next year. He tight-roped around the question. He did not seem like a guy that's going to come back next year. The way things are going, I think he knows that he's probably going to be the Chaim Bloom was the last guy that kind of took the fall. And I think he probably knows that he might be the next guy that takes the fall for the way things are going, even though obviously it's not his fault, but. Yeah, you know, they signed Giolito. He's out for the year. Then you signed Liam Hendricks, who they already knew was going to be out for the year. Not, you know, so like, or at least until August, September, he's not going to return. But, you know, so, yeah, your lineup looks good. But, yeah, the pitching staff's not great. You know, you're going to have to mash your way to wins. And pitching maybe that's
terrible.
Possible.
Let's be honest. The pitching staff's absolutely terrible. I know they signed Bello to extension, but that's just pitching staff. I know he's got potential. He's like the one pitcher on the team that has potential. This pitching staff is terrible. And the offense is average. I mean, I talked about the Blue Jays offense. I don't think the Red Sox offense it's probably maybe on par with the Blue Jays. And the problem with the thing with the Blue Jays is they have really good pitching. The Red Sox pitching is terrible. And the Red Sox don't even have as good of a closer. This is a team that is, I feel bad for Devers, man. He's in this horrendous situation in Boston.
He was not happy. He kind of said,
He called him out. He called them out. You know, this team doesn't re-sign Justin Turner. They don't get pitching, which you thought with Brezel coming in, this would happen. But I think that this might not have been all Chaim's fault. As much as I crushed Chaim Bloom, I don't think this was all his fault. I think this was ownership's fault.
Yeah. Now it's like, why'd you fire him? Because if you're just doing this, he's so great at building farm systems. Why'd you fire him?
I know.
Now it makes some sense.
Funny is now we're defending Chaim Bloom. We crushed him for 4 years.
Yeah, for what he was doing. But yeah, it seems like that's what they wanted. And, you know, this was too, right? First couple of days of camp. Henry was talking. They all kind of had a dinner and, you know, with Tim Cora, a couple of the different office guys. And Justin Bedoya FaceTimed Henry. And Henry said, Dustin Pedroia made his thoughts very clear in what he wants us to do, and he will not be coming down to spring training this year. So I can't imagine Justin Pedroia is very happy either with the way things are going. They're honoring the 04 team and Tim Wakefield and his wife on opening day. So it'll be very interesting to see the reception that John Henry gets that day. So, and how filled that ballpark will be, you know.
I think it'll be filled. They're honoring the 04. I think they're honoring the 04 team, so it'll be filled, but they'll be just see the 04 team. Not the current team they have on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. Like after opening day with the Celtics and Bruins being in the playoffs, I can't imagine those home games will be very filled. So it could be a long summer at Fenway this year. And I think John Henry and that Fenway group, they just have so many other entities that this is kind of on the back burner, it feels like right now. And I don't blame Red Sox fans for wanting him to sell it. doesn't seem like they're going to do it anytime soon, but it just feels like this organization to him is on the back burner.
Yeah, it definitely does. It absolutely does. And it's just, it's a disaster. It's a disastrous franchise. It's sad. A once proud franchise is now an absolute disaster. One of the worst in baseball. And I think and it will continue in 2024. Now, moving on to the AL Central, I think there's a heavy favorite here, and that's the Minnesota Twins. I think, you know, even though they lost Sonny Gray, I think that they have the best lineup in the division. Royce Lewis played like half the year. He's really good. You know, you got Buxton, who we'll see if a lot of guys missed, and they didn't have that great of a year, and they still won the division. They got Buxton, you know, they got Carlos Santana now in that lineup. I think that lineup's pretty good. The pitching's pretty good. And they're not great, but pretty good in the lineup, pretty good pitching, pretty good bullpen. I think they win this division handedly.
I wouldn't be shocked maybe if the Tigers, you know, could this be the year the Tigers finally put it all together? I know the last 3 years I've been kind of high on them, but
I don't know why people are so high on the Tigers. What do the Tigers have? They don't have Eduardo Rodriguez anymore. What do they have? What do the Tigers have?
The young pitching staff that's been all
what young
banged
pitcher
up the last
has,
few years.
What young Mize. Pitcher has? Pacey Mize hasn't proven much. Not that much, but like what's the thing with the Tigers? I don't get the thing with the Tigers. I know they came in second last year. I don't get the thing with the Tigers. They don't have Eduardo Rodriguez anymore. They don't have Lorenzen anymore. Like, what's the thing with the Tigers?
I like that staff a little bit. You know, I think their lineup, Torkelson gets it going. Gio, I don't think they, you know, I think in that division, it would be possible to win 84 games in that division, which I think Tigers could do, but.
I think the Tigers are like a 75 win team at best. I know they won 78 last year, but they're a 70. They lost Eduardo Rodriguez, one of their best pitchers. They don't hit either. I know Torkelson's good. Who else hits in that lineup? No one hits in that lineup. I think that's a 70. All right. I got Gio Urshela now. I'll give you that. But no one really hits in that lineup. I think the Twins are the clear favorite in the AL Central.
Yeah, I think the Twins are going to win it. But hopefully you get a Byron Buxton that's healthy this year. Yeah, you lost on it. You still got Carlos Correa, you know, Royce Lewis. You got a couple good outfields in Kepler and Alex Kirilloff. Like, you got some bats in that lineup. The rotation, you know, Chris Paddock coming off of Tommy John, how's he do? And Pablo Lopez, too. You know, he's somebody that could be in the Cy Young running if it all goes well for him this year. So, yeah, I think the Twins should win this division. It's not going to take a lot. It's like 80-45 wins. A lot of the other teams right now are kind of a mess, especially, you know, like the White Sox right now. And so we'll see. But yeah, the Twins should be able to win this division.
Now, the team that I think is going to give the Twins the most trouble, any team gives them trouble, is the Guardians. I like the Guardians pitching. I like, you know, I like Bieber. I like McKenzie. I like BB. But the problem with and I like Cassay as the closer. The problem with the Guardians, they can't hit. Guardians can't hit at all. I mean, really, they have two. I feel like they have like two good hitters in the entire lineup with Naylor and Ramirez. Yeah. They have two good hitters in the lineup, and that's not getting you far. So I think with the pitching, they might get to, you know, 78, maybe 80 wins, but that won't be enough to win the division. I got the Guardians finishing second. Justin, what do you got the Guardians doing?
I got them finishing in third. I really think the loss of Terry Francona is going to hurt because I think, you know, he wins you a couple games as a manager. You know, Esteban Florial's, I think, going to be the starting day center fielder, you know, which tells you a lot about that lineup because we've seen a lot of Florial over the years. He's not great. He's not a great hitter. You know, they got some guys that get some for average, like if Josh Nillick can protect, you know, Ramirez in that lineup, those two could both have over 100 RBIs. And I wonder, too, with Shane Bieber about to become a free agent, do they trade him near the deadline? And that hurts to him too. So for me, I could see Cleveland finishing third if things aren't going well and they do trade pieces off towards the trade deadline. I could see the Tigers passing them in second place.
So I wasn't really going to talk about the Tigers, but what do you love? What do you like so much about these Tigers that they're going to actually compete in the AL Central? What do you? I think they're a third place team. Again, we're lucky to win 75 games, but what do you like so much about the Detroit Tigers that they could, you know, win this division?
I don't know if they're going to win it. I wouldn't be shocked, but Spencer Torkelson had over 90 RBIs last year. Colt Keith is supposed to be one of their rookies, supposed to be pretty good. They're going to call up. I can't, you know, this is the year Shane Baez, like Javier Baez, kind of gets out of his slump, or, you know, like, can he be any worse than he has been? And I really like this young pitching staff of Sequel. They got Kenny Maeda's not bad. Jack Flaherty's okay. Like Casey Mize, could he stay healthy this year? Alex Lang is not a horrible closer. So again, and just in that division, I wouldn't be shocked if they could find a way at 78, 79 wins. And I can't stand AJ Hinch, but I don't think he's a horrible manager either. Like, I think he could steal him a couple wins. So like, that's why I kind of could see the Tigers hanging around this year, you know. I see them being around 500. I don't think they're gonna win the division, but wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be totally shocked they do win it.
Yeah, I think the Tigers finish in third. Now, getting to the last two teams, the White Sox are terrible. They don't have, and I think the Royals actually finish ahead of them. I think the Royals, because of with Reagans, I think he's their number one. Reagans, see their number. He pitched pretty well last year, I think. And then you got Bobby Witt, who's a stud. They rightfully so signed into a long term deal. I think the Royals, I mean, they won't win more than 70 games, but I get them finishing in fourth, and then last, the White Sox. They have no pitching. Jimenez has trouble staying healthy. They lost Tim Anderson. I think the White Sox finish in the basement.
Yeah, Royals for me. I do have them finishing fourth. Bobby Witt, I'm glad Kansas City's going to keep him around for a long time. They brought in Hunter Renfro, who's big power bat in that outfield. Yeah, Cole Reagans. The Reds, I think, cut him. He signed with the Royals last year. Saw him pitching in Boston, and I think it was a changeup. It was nasty. Boston could have touched him one of his starts last year. So he's somebody that I know is like one of the favorites to win the Cy Young. Brady Singer's not bad. You know, I know he had a rough year, but a couple years ago I thought he looked pretty good and could be somebody to look out for in that rotation. So they got Will Smith too, who's kind of falling off as a closer. But Royals and fourth in the White Sox. Yeah, that team's a dumpster fire. You know, the ownership group there is pathetic. And yeah, a lot of, you know, there's some talent, but yeah, injuries, I just don't think there's enough. And I think the White Sox are, you know, like a 63, 64 win team, somewhere right around there.
Yeah, White Sox are probably one of the worst teams in the American League with the Red Sox, A's, and Angels. Now, moving on to the AL West, and you know where we got to start. We're not going to start with the defending champs. We're going to start with the team that won the division last year, as Bregman said. We'll see what happens when the rain. We'll never know what happens if the Astros don't. And then Seager trolled them after when the Rangers won the World Series. But we'll actually start with the Houston Astros. And I think this team, just like they are every year, is the favorite to win the American League. I think their lineup is really good, like it always is. You know, with Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, still got a Bray. You got Kyle Tucker. So I mean, you got McCormick. So you got a really good lineup. Pitching. Depth, yes, with Verlander out, it's a little bit questionable. We still have Framber Valdez, who will start tomorrow on opening day. McCullers looks to be back. Your Keady. So I think the pitching depth is that's the one weakness, but the bullpen's outstanding. I think it's the best bullpen in baseball. When you got two closers, Presley and Hader, to go up against. That's good. That's not a team you want to be losing. I mean, if you're losing after seven innings, you're probably going to be losing to this team because of what they got at the back end of the bullpen. I got this team finishing in first place because of their bullpen. And because the Rangers lost a little bit in the rotation and in the bullpen, even though I really like the Rangers going into the season too, but I think the Astros win the ALS, and I think this will be their. I don't think they won it in the COVID year, but really outside of the COVID year, they've won the division every year since 2017 because they did win it last year because they played Game 7 against the Rangers at home and they didn't win a home playoff game. Second time the Astros didn't win a home playoff game in a big time series. They happened against the Nationals in the World Series in 2022 and the ALCS in 2023.
Yeah. I get the Astros win in second. I'll get to that team next. Last year, you mentioned the struggles at home. They were 39-42 at home last year. Like, they finished under 500. They were not great. They need Jeremy Peña, who had really nice rookie year. They got to have him, you know, kind of step up in the middle of the order this year. You know, Yonder Alvarez, just a beast in there. And, you know, Altuve's getting up there in age. You know, you mentioned, Valdez, you know, Javier in the back end. And I think McCullers are going to get back. They're hoping the second half of the year. I know he's not great, but, like, he's got to give you 5-6 solid innings, which you need. New manager as well without Dusty. We'll see how Dusty Baker, but we'll see how that goes. And with Kyle Tucker, and you mentioned the bullpen is just lights out. And, you know, they got Josh Hader. Like, that's, you know, just to make it even better. So this Houston team is going to be a tough out. Yet again, they're aging, though. You know, some of the pitching concerns. But, you know, with Verlander, you know, well, Verlander's hopefully sometime in April. But I got the team finishing second.
Yeah, I think they win the division. Now, The Rangers, I have finishing in second, but I do have them getting one of the wild card spots. I do have them. I ain't getting the first, the four seed. I got them getting the first wild card spot. Rotation is not as good this year. I think with Montgomery gone, but they still have Eovaldi. They still have Scherzer, but Scherzer's getting up there in age. I think the rotation will be a question. I think the bullpen will be a question too, losing Aroldis Chapman. But the thing with the Rangers that they arguably have the best lineup in baseball. The Rangers arguably have the best lineup in baseball. It's so deep with Simeon Seager. You got Garcia. You got Lowe. You got Heim. You got Josh Young. You have probably one of the top lineups in the sport, and that was a big reason why they won the World Series last year. Adolis Garcia is a beast, and I think this team gets to the playoffs. I don't think they win the division because of their lack of depth of pitching and bullpen, but I do think this Rangers team is back in the postseason, and you got to love Bruce Bochy, four-time World Series champ, as their manager.
Yeah. I had the Rangers fans in third.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'm very high on Seattle. I know we got to them. Yeah, very high on the Mariners this year. I do have the Astros in the postseason as well. I forgot to mention that. I do have this Texas team making the postseason as well here. You mentioned the lineup is dangerous. And then the rookie, too, Wyatt Langford, they're very high on it. Bruce Bochy said, too, he's going to probably hit anywhere in between third and sixth in that order. So that's a guy right in the middle, rookie corner outfielder. He had an unbelievable summer. He just got our spring training. He just, was drafted in 2023, the fourth overall pick. So they're very high on him. I worry about the pitching staff with Scherzer, DeGrom probably not coming back to second half. John Gray should be ready to go by the start of the season. Tyler Mahle too is probably gonna be out to July, August. So that's another guy in the rotation. So I think, the first half, there's some struggles there, but in the second half, when they get some of their pitchers back, maybe they trade for somebody, they start to get on a roll, but I still think this team finished in third. I just, too many question marks for me, with the pitching staff right now, and you mentioned too with the bullpen, it's kind of a mess, and I think they could blow a lot of leads early on.
Yeah, I could see that happening, but I just think with their lineup and their manager, they're going to finish in second. Now moving on to your Mariners, who I think they're Mariners. They made some really good moves this offseason. They did trade Suarez, but they do got Garver. They do got Polanco. Their pitching is really good with Castillo, Gilbert, and Kirby. Good, pretty good bullpen. I think this team, but I do think this team finishes in third. I do think they get that last wild card spot, though. I think they're the team that gets that last wild card spot because they're pretty good everywhere. Pitching, bullpen, lineup, they're good at, not great anywhere, but I think they're good everywhere. So I am taking the Mariners to get that last playoff spot.
Yeah, I get the Mariners winning this thing. I think, last year they had a little bit of that postseason kind of hangover for the first time being there since 2001. They had a lot, their strikeout rate was second in the league last year, 30%. So they went more contact. They brought in Jorge Polanco, Mitch Garver, Mitch Haniger, Luke Rayleigh, Luis Urias. Like, they brought five guys in who are kind of more contact guys and, are going to be more balanced than trading for Gregory Santos in that bullpen as well. I know he's going to probably be out the first month or so of the year, but I think when he gets back and that rotation is just so good. Like Luis Castillo, George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, Bryce Miller, I think is going to be better this year. So, and then you got a guy, Julio Rodriguez, who's a stud. So I really like the lineup. I think this team's going to be it's going to be improved from last year. I'm very high in Seattle and I think they win the division this year.
Yeah, Julio Rodriguez, definitely a front runner for the MVP in the American League. And then we'll quickly go through those last two teams. The Angels, no Ohtani. Sad they couldn't get any value for him. They couldn't win anything with him and Trout. Sad. That's a lucky to win 70 games. And then do we even need to talk about the last place team? That team is not a major. Let's be honest. It's not a real Major League Baseball team.
Yeah, it's a glorified AAA team. The Angels, it's going to be rough. Ron Washington back managing, but yeah, it's going to be a rough start for him. It's going to be ugly then. Yeah, the Oakland, that's an absolute dumpster fire there. And you see the Las Vegas mayor saying they should stay in Oakland, like a month or two ago. So yeah. I don't know what's going on there. Oakland's a mess. Their over under win total is like 57. Like they're gonna be bad. And
I take the under. That's how sad it is there. I take the under.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. They it's so bad there. So yeah, both those teams are The three other top teams could just beat up on those two and win 10, 11 games from them.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about it, though, is that you don't play the teams in your division as much. But still, you play your teams in your division enough. Now, getting to the NL East, very interesting. I think we kind of know who the two heavyweights, though, going in are, the Braves and the Phillies. And I do think the big question is going into this season in the NL East is, can the Phillies get closer, overtake the Braves? Like they've dominated them in the playoffs. I do still think the Braves win this division. I think the Braves, outside of the Dodgers, are one of the best teams in the National League. I mean, with that lineup, which is stacked, they got a stacked lineup, pretty good rotation, good bullpen. They're really good everywhere. The big question for them is they don't want to see the Phillies in the playoffs, but I got the Braves winning over 100 games like they've been consistently doing the last, you know, pretty much outside of the year they won the World Series, but they won 84 games. They've been so consistent in this division. I think they win the division for the seventh consecutive year. I got the Braves winning the NL East.
Yeah, same here. This seems loaded. Jarrett Kelenic coming in too. Like, I know he struggled in Seattle. He had a really nice start to last year, but now I wouldn't be shocked that he kind of finds it there. Chris Sale too. Like, watch Chris Sale kind of go back to the old Chris Sale. He'll make 20, 25 starts and just, you know, look like a Cy Young candidate. I would not be shocked if he goes down there, does that this year. Spencer Strider added a curveball. Like, that's, you know, he's already unhittable. That just, you know, he gets even better. So, you know, Cunha is going to be a front runner for the MVP. That's just a lineup stacked, you know, 1-9. It's a tough out. So yeah, this Braves team's going to win over 100 games. And the thing for them is, yeah, just is it, it's getting over that postseason hump against like a Philly, you know, can they do that in the division round? That's going to be huge for them. But yeah, this Atlanta team should win the division.
We got the Philadelphia Phillies, and I think even though they got to the World Series in the NLCS last year, the last 2 years they've made deep playoff runs. I think this will be their best regular season team they've had since 2011, because I think they got a good rotation with Nola, Wheeler, Walker, and Suarez. And I think the biggest difference here is that Trey Turner is going to have a big year. He's going to have a much better, he's going to have a better year than last year because he's adjusted to Philadelphia now. I like this lineup. It's one of the top lineups with Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Bohm, Realmuto, Castellanos. This is a top three team in the National League. This is a top. It's been the last. I mean, they've been really good in the playoffs, but I think this is a top three team in the National League. I do, though, have them finishing in second, but I think it's going to be more of a race this year. I think the Braves and Phillies are going to be a lot. I think the Phillies are going to be a lot closer to the Braves. They're really going to threaten the Braves to win the division. I do still think the Braves win the division, but I think it's going to be close. I think the Phillies are going to give them a run for their money. I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies win the division.
No, I wouldn't either. You know, if they can get healthy rotational, you know, I think Walker's going to be back in May, but like, you know, kind of question marks. I know they just re-upped with Zach Wheeler. They did get Nola back. So like those two guys, two-headed monster up top are huge for them. Boom. Yeah. Had a really nice year. Trey turned, you mentioned that month of August really turned it on. So yeah, you hope 162 games he has it now. But yeah, this Philly team looks really, really good on paper. They've been a monster in the postseason the last few years, you know, obviously, you know, besides game 6 and 7 last year in Arizona. But yeah, you know, it's kind of the back end of the rotation made a little bit of a question mark, but you know, you could kind of fix that at the deadline. You had to. So I
good really bullpen like this too. Team. Really good bullpen.
Yeah, bullpen.
They're clearly top three. They're clearly on that level with the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Braves.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, there's a Philly team that's gonna make it, and yeah, they're going to be tough out yet again in October.
Absolutely. They're all very tough. You don't want to see this team in October. Absolutely don't. I think there's a very good chance this team can get to the World Series and win the World Series. Now we'll move on to the Mets. Mets had a very rough year last year, finishing fourth in the division. I do think this Mets team, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I do think they finish in third, and I do think they're better. I like the addition of getting JD. I think if you have Francisco Alvarez behind the dish, you got Lindor, you got Alonso. Can you get a better year at a Nimmo or McNeil? I think this lineup is definitely going to be improved. The issue is Singa's out the first month of the season. The rotation, very, very average. I think this is around an 80 to 81 win team, a very average team with the Mets. It's interesting. Steve Cohen really didn't spend a ton of money this offseason. Very, 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 because I think he kind of got burned by that, you know, going out and getting Verlander and getting Scherzer. I think he kind of got burned by that. And seeing the team wasn't good last year. So it was kind of a quiet offseason for Steve Cohen. I think the Mets are an 80, might somehow sneak into that last wild card spot. But I think the Mets are an 80 to 81 win team and finishing third in the division.
Yeah. I think they do finish there right around there for like a 500 team. I think you downgrade to getting rid of Buck. You bring in the Yankee bench coach. The name's escaping me at the second, but so I think that hurts. Yeah, no Senga. Seve, I hope he does well.
That's the key. Severino's going to be a key. Yeah. Severino's going to be a key for that team. If you get the Severino from last year, no way. But if you get the Seve, from early, if he could stay healthy, pitch like he did at times for the Yankees, that's going to be a big key for the Mets if they want to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. He's throwing, I think his fastball is up there at 95, 96. But again, can he locate? That was his problem last year. He could not locate his fastball, and that killed him. And then another guy that they got that's a low-risk, high-reward guy, Sean Manaea. He kind of pitched better towards the end of last year with the Giants, and, the Mets are kind of hoping he can bank too and have a nice year and help out. They got Cortana. It really feels for position-wise, like Alvarez, Brett Beatty, like it's really a year for those guys to kind of prove it, that they could stick around and code not to go get a free agent instead. And, the farm system they got's getting up there. So, this Mets team's around 500. It's going to be, can the pitching staff do enough for them? And I hope that they get Edwin Diaz back in the closer spot as well after missing last year.
Great point with Diaz. Diaz is really, really going to help that. He's going to really going to help that team. My issue with the team is going to be the depth in the rotation. But Severino, big key. Big key for them is Severino. And Senga's got to pitch as well when he comes back, as he did last year, if this team wants to get back to the postseason. Now we'll get to a team who made the postseason last year, and that is the Marlins. But I think this team takes a little bit of a step back. They lost Solar in free agency. I like their pitching a lot. But Yuri Perez is going to start the year on the IL. They don't have Alcantara for the entire season. Garrett's going to be on the IL too. I like Lizardo. I just think the team doesn't have enough offense. They don't have enough offense. That's why I think they take a step back. They're like a 75 to 78 win team. I think they finish in fourth in the division.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they go fourth as well this year. Yeah. Surprising team to make the playoffs last year. They got, the ownership group, was separate ways with Kim. Which is a little disappointing because she didn't.
Yeah, I know.
The job
they should
year.
Not have fired yeah. that. They should never have fired the G. We can talk about that. Nang did a really good job.
Yeah, she did. And this offseason was a rough one for Miami. They didn't really do a lot at all. You mentioned that they already got a couple guys on the IL that are big pitchers for them. They do get Sanchez back, who has looked pretty good so far in spring training, which will be a key for them because they're going to miss some other of their pitching staff guys. But yeah, this lineup's very underwhelming. Luis Arise, Josh Bell, they got Tim Anderson and they have Jazz Chisholm, but they got a couple pieces in there, but it's not great. And yeah, they showed score runs last year and they might have the same trouble again this year.
And obviously being in last place, the Nationals really did nothing to improve that team. I know they got Manassas and Abrams. They did nothing to improve that team, though. They really, ever since they kind of, traded most of their team at the trade deadline 2021, this franchise has been going downhill. They're clearly the worst team in the division.
Yeah. I thought they were feisty last year. They won 66 games, but like CJ Abrams had a really nice year. They got to fix the bullpen. Hopefully Mackenzie Gore's has a bounce back year. Josiah Gray, like in that rotation. They just get Matt Barnes. I know they signed and had a really nice spring. He made the roster, UConn guy. So you can see him make that one of the bullpen spots. So yeah, Nationals, I like some of the young guys they got, but I still think they might be a year away from really doing any sort of damage and maybe competing for a wild card spot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We will move to the NL Central. And last year, the Brewers won the division, but they lost Corbin Burns. So the team who I think is going to win the division this year is the Chicago Cubs. I like the fact they brought Bellinger back. Justin Steele had a really, really good year for them. I think this lineup is really good. I think it's with Happ, with Suzuki, with Morel, with Swanson. They got a good lineup. So I do think this team, I don't think they're going to be a great team. I don't think they're a top four team in the NL. I don't think they're on the level of the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Phillies, the Braves, but I think they win this division. I think they might win it with like 85 or 86 wins, but I think this division is pretty close with all five teams. Like all five teams could be within like 10 games of each other in this division. That's what I think about this division this year. So I do think the Cubs though win this division.
Yeah, I'm with you. This team was literally right there, and they just collapsed on the stretch. Bellinger being back is huge for them. Brandon Craig Council, Now, they probably didn't do it the right way, the way they got rid of Dave Robert, David Ross.
That was messed up.
Yeah, that was bad. Especially Ross won you a World Series. That was bad. I didn't really love that from the Cubs, but Steele's nasty. Kyle Hendrickson, bad. They got this guy from Japan. It's like Shota. I can't pronounce his last name, but I saw some of his sliders. His slider looks nasty. If he can kind of, he might maybe a rough patch early with the new baseball come over from Japan, but if he can kind of be there as a number three guy in the rotation, I think it's going to be huge for him. So I like this Cubs team to win the division. I do like the lineup, so I do think the Cubs find it, get back to the playoffs this season.
Yes, I think the Cubs this will be the year the Cubs get back to the postseason. Now, one team that's kind of on the rise, we saw some flash of them last year with the Cincinnati Reds. That was because of their the young talent they have, and a guy who was red hot at times last year, Ellie De La Cruz. I like this Reds. I don't think this Reds team is a playoff team, but I think they're going to be fun to watch. They're going to be a lot like they were at times last year. Really fun to watch. Good lineup with Friedel, with McClain, with Steer, with Castellanos, and don't forget Ellie De La Cruz. And I think De La Cruz has a big, big year. I think that guy's got a ton of upside. I think this is a 30-100 year for Ellie De La Cruz. Watch out for him. So I think that the Reds are going to be could get to 80-81 wins. The problem is the depth in the rotation outside of Hunter Green. Hunter Green hasn't proven to be a good guy, but I think he's got potential. But I do think the Reds finish in second in this division.
I got them finishing third. I know they're everybody's drawing this year. I think the Cardinals might be a slightly better than them, but I'm with you. Like these five teams of the division could all be within 10 games of each other, and it's going to be a very tight race. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Reds do finish ahead of St. Louis. De La Cruz, I like that bold prediction. He is fun to watch. He's going to help the sport of baseball. Him, Julio, some of the young studs that they got, and Frankie Montes. How does he pitch coming back from the injury last year? I still have questions about some of the guys in that rotation. Alexis Diaz, their closer is not bad, but their bullpen's okay with Sims and Emilio Pagan. The lineup's good. Can they get enough pitching? I think it's going to be the key thing for them. And I do have the Reds slightly finishing below the St. Louis Cardinals this year.
Yeah, you like the Cardinals a little bit better than me. I'm not a huge fan of the Cardinals. I think, yes, they added Sonny Gray, but I think their lineup is still very questionable, really outside of Arenado, Contreras, and Goldschmidt. Questionable bullpen as well. I think the Cardinals are, again, 73 to 75 wins. And I actually have them finishing fourth. I think it's close between them and the Brewers, but I got them finishing fourth in the division.
Yeah, with the Cardinals, it's a very veteran-led rotation, but Michaelis is 35, Kyle Gibson's 36, Lance Lynn's 40 or 36. I think he's older than that. Sonny Gray's in his 34. So you got a lot of older guys. I know they got Matthew Liberton, one of their top prospects as a pitcher. I would assume he gets called up at some point, but they got Matt Carpenter back in that lineup. He's fun to watch. But yeah, Goldschmidt, I think he could have a monster year. I think for St. Louis, they changed a lot of the coaching staff around. I thought you probably had to get rid of the manager too, but they really fixed the coaching staff. They're hoping that's going to pan out. I just have a hard time seeing this organization be bad for two straight years. The Cardinals are just consistency, always usually in the playoffs. They just always find a way. And I think they do enough this year to get back there. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. But I think they'll just miss out, and I do think they find a way to finish second.
Going to the Brewers, I think the Brewers finish in third. I think they finish behind the – but again, I think they're very close with them and the Cardinals, even the Pirates. I don't think the Pirates are as – I was good with them. I don't think they're as bad as the Rockies or the Nationals. I think that they're going to win over 70 games like they did last year. But I think the Brewers – to me, I think the losing Corbin Burns is big. Ivan Woodruff is big. I know they've been in the playoffs a bunch of times, and their lineup is okay with Yelich and Hoskins and Adames in the middle. But I think this is, again, 75 to 77 wins, and they miss out on the postseason.
Yeah, I got them in fourth this year. Wilson Contreras, not bad catching. They brought in Rhys Hopkins, who's a big first baseman. Yelich, wasn't bad last year, but I know the back kind of been an issue the last couple of years. Willie Adames doesn't really hit for average, but he can hit for power. And, worry about, they got some young guys in that rotation, but, like a D.L. Hall coming over in that Burns trade. But I kind of think the Brewers take a step back this year. with some of the young pieces. I could see them train away a couple of the veteran guys later on if they're struggling. So I think for the Brewers, it's kind of a step back this year and kind of what we really haven't been accustomed to seeing the last few years.
And the Pirates, as we've said, they're not as bad as some of the, you know, the Rockies and the Nationals, but I do think they're the worst team. I know O'Neill Cruz has got upside. Brian Reynolds is pretty good. You got Swazinski. You got now Tellez in that lineup too, and Keller in the rotation. But I still think this team finishes in last. I think it's maybe set, but I do think they win over 70 games.
Yeah. They won 75 last year. Like, they were not, you know, I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, O'Neill Cruz wasn't healthy for most of that. You got him back. But McCutchen didn't have a horrible year. It's great to see him kind of end there. Brian Reynolds is a good outfielder. So some of those being pitchers can kind of pan out. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Pirates around 500. You know, could be a very feisty team. I do like some of the young core guys they got. And Henry Davis got called up last year. I know he struggled at times, but you can get him going behind the plate. That's another very good guy. So I like some of the pieces they added. And I think they could be right around 500.
Alrighty, wrap it up with the NL West, and you know the team we got to talk about first. I know what's going on with Ohtani. I mean, we'll probably be talking about that all year long. We want to keep this to a preview of the season. So, talking about the Dodgers, this lineup is loaded with obviously Ohtani, Freeman, Betts, Will Smith, Max Muncy. So this is a really, really good lineup, and they added pitching with Yamamoto and Glass now. I think this is the best team in the National League. I think this team is going to win the division. Now, looking what Arizona has done this offseason, I think it's going to be closer than people think, especially with the lack of depth in the Dodgers rotation early on. But I do have this Dodgers team winning the division, even though they haven't gotten to the NLCS since 2021. I do have this Dodgers team winning the division and making a bit deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I do too. This adding Ohtani was huge. I know some of the guys like last night they added, but like, can he stay healthy? But that lineup's going to be monstrous. It's just going to be tough everywhere. Like, Mookie's going to be starting at shortstop. He's going to start at shortstop now. But, you know, Yamamoto, I know, had a rough start. We may see that just coming over from Japan. You know, it's a different baseball. So their lineups is going to just mash away, you know, until they get some of their other pitching back. They're going to be fun to watch. They should definitely win the National League West. And, yeah, this is a team that should meet the Atlanta Braves in the NLCS, and that would be a heck of a series too, if those two could meet up. I guess even the Phillies too would be a good one, but Dodgers Braves, that would that'd be an unbelievable series.
And we will now get to the defending National League champions, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I think this team has gotten better. I mean, they traded for Suarez, they went out and got Montgomery. Yeah, they signed Montgomery yesterday. They got Eduardo Rodriguez. They have two really good pitchers there with Gallen and Kelly. I think they have a good lineup. They had a good they got a good rotation. I think the biggest issue is the bullpen, and that's what came back to bite them in the World Series. Had that 5-3 lead against the Rangers, and they lost game one. And I know they won game two, but I think that took away their momentum. The bullpen is the question mark. That's why I think this team is going to be a playoff team. I think they're going to finish in second in the division, but I don't think they get back to the World Series. And I think the biggest reason why is because of the bullpen. I like the lineup. I like the rotation, but I think the bullpen's the biggest reason why. But I do think the Diamondbacks had one of the best off seasons of any team in baseball coming off going to a World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like not too many people really talked about that. You know, like, I think they went really under the radar to this offseason. Like, yeah, very quietly, they brought in, you know, Suarez. They brought in Jack Peterson, a nice power bat in there. I know he didn't have a great year last year, but yeah, now you got Zach Allen, Merrill Kelly, Jordan Montgomery probably won't be around in May. You know, he probably won't start the May. And then you got Eduardo Rodriguez, who I think is going to be out till late April, early May as well with the lat strain. So yeah, the bullpen's a big thing for him. But yeah, this is a team that they should be really good yet again. It's just, you know, can they fix that bullpen, especially maybe towards the trade deadline? Could they add a piece or two? It's usually pretty easy to add those type of guys. So I'm very high in Arizona, and they get one of the wild card spots.
And talking about a team that has had another great offseason, that's the Giants. And I think the Giants finish in third, but I do think they get to the playoffs because of the addition of Snell, because of the addition of Chapman. I like the addition of Solar. I think this lineup is good. I think this rotation, a little bit, lacks some depth with Snell and Webb, but I think this is a playoff team. I love the addition. I think them and the Diamondbacks, probably, and then the Dodgers. funny, those teams are all in the same division, had the three best offseasons of anybody in baseball this year. I think the Giants finished in third, but I think with the addition of Bob Melvin, who's a really good manager, I think they go to the playoffs. I think they get that last wild card spot in the National League.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think they do. I think they sneak in there. You know, I love to see Bob Melvin be able to get over the top here and finally get a World Series. That's one of the guys that deserves it. He's one of the best in the sport at the manager spot. But yeah, you know, I'm excited to see this Giants team. Yeah, I think made a great point about some of the guys they've added. Just like, again, kind of like quietly, you know, the Solaire, you know, Blake Snell late, Jung-Hoo Lee coming over from Japan. I think he won 3 or 4 batting titles over there. You know, Matt Chapman, who hopefully for them, he could have a bounce back year. But yeah, I really like that rotation, especially in a pitcher's ballpark like AT&T out there. I think the Giants should be back in the playoffs this year. And, you know, as, you know, like an 80, 83, 84, 85, somewhere right around there.
Now getting to the Padres, I think if some of the guys on the Padres have better seasons than they did last year, I think if Darvish has a better year, if Bogarts has a better year, this team might be able to compete for a wild card spot, but I just don't see it. They lost Hader. They lost Snell. They don't have their manager anymore. They underachieved. I know they underachieved last year, but I think this team I think they lose more games they win. I don't love Mike Schultz as a manager. I think they lose more games they win. I think they finish in fourth place and miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's the fourth place finish this year. They got some nice pieces, but yeah, can it all come together for them this year? Bogarts, I expect, is going to be better this year. They're gonna need, Yu Darvish looked pretty good in his first start against Dodgers. He only went 3 2/3, but Dylan Cease is a nice pickup. Michael King, he had a really nice end of the year with the Yankees. So
they'll have some pretty good pitching, and their lineup will be okay. I just think the problem is they're in such a tough division. You know, they don't play your division as much. They're in just a tough division. Wouldn't be shocked if they get in, but I think it's an 80 to 81 win team.
Yeah,
just like they were last year. That's assuming Darvish and Bogarts have better years.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, I think they're right there at 500. They added Wandy Peralta, the bullpen. Like, the bullpen's not horrible, but yeah, you lose a guy like Josh Hader, who's one of the best closers in the sport, that's gonna hurt a little bit. So, I like some of the pieces they got in this lineup, but yeah, can they stay healthy? Like, Tatis really hasn't been able to stay healthy. It's on the field. I know he's had the suspension too in the past, so. Can he play 162 games or close to it this year? But yeah, I think this Padres team is a 500 win team, or 500. Yeah, it's a team that's gonna finish right around 500.
Yes, I agree. And then at the end, we don't even need to mention the last team, the Rockies. They, I think, really outside of the A's, they're probably the second to worst team in baseball.
Yeah, there's not much there. You hope Chris Bryant has a nice year. Signing still never made any sense. Ezekiel Tovarts, I know, just signed a long-term deal with the Rockies. He had a nice second half of the year, so maybe there. But, yeah, the pitching staff's not great. Never really is there. Bullpen's not great. So, yeah, it's going to be a long year for the Rockies. It's probably a 60-3, somewhere right around there. Not going to be a great year for them.
Exactly. So we are going to get to our awards, and we'll start with the AL Cy Young. And for me, definitely, I think it's going to be Corbin Burns. I think he could win almost 20 games with that Orioles lineup. He's been pitching in Milwaukee, where they've had kind of an average lineup. Now he's on a team with a really good lineup where he's going to get a lot of run support. And you saw even some Orioles pitchers had like 4 ERAs last year. Like guys like Kramer had like a 4 ERA, but they won. They have like a record of like 13-5. I think he's going to have a good record. I think he's going to have a pretty good ERA. I got Corbin Burns. I think he'd win almost 20 games this year. I got Corbin Burns winning the Cy Young in the American League.
I almost went with him. I really like that pick. Part of why I'm so high on the Mariners is I got Luis Castillo. I thought last year he had a really nice year. His last two starts, I know he got beat up pretty well. But you know, before that, his ERA was in the twos, and then it jumped all the way to the threes, and it wasn't great. He finished fifth last year, in Cy Young Award winning, but he goes deep in the games. He's got really electric stuff, and based on high in the Mariners, he's got to have a big year. Him and George Kirby, I could see Kirby winning it too. I think he's another one I was thinking about, but I got Castillo winning the MVP or Cy Young.
And NL Cy Young, I got the NL Cy Young going to Spencer Strider. I think he's going to have a big year for the Braves, get a ton of run support. I got Strider winning a Cy Young for the Braves. I know Snell won it last year, but being with the Giants, I don't think we'll get as much run support. So I'm going to go with Spencer Strider of the Braves.
Yeah, I'm right there with you too. I know his ERA was high last year, but he's the best strikeout pitcher in baseball, and he's added that curveball too, which is going to be make him even better. So I expecting a huge year for him. You know, the Braves are going to be one of the best teams of baseball, and he's going to be right there at the top of the rotation. So I got Spencer Strider. His stuff when he's on, it's just it's nasty.
Absolutely, absolutely. It definitely is. Now AL Rookie of the Year. I'm going to go with another Oriole. I'm going to go with Jackson Holliday. When he comes up, I think he's going to be a stud. I think he's going to have another huge year in this with this lineup. And I think the Orioles win 100 games again because of it. I got Jackson Holliday as my AL Rookie of the Year.
I thought about it. I just don't know when they're going to call him up. That's the thing. You know, the Orioles, you know, at times they could save him. But that's a really good pick. Yeah, he looked awesome in spring. And, yeah, just another outstanding one. I went with Wyatt Langford of the Rangers. Had an awesome spring. I kind of mentioned when we talked about the Rangers, he's going to be throwing that middle of the order. So, like, I don't think there'd be a ton of pressure on him, but he's a big bat, big power bat, and he's very patient at the plate as well. And when you got guys like, you know, if he's in that middle lineup, you got Seager in there, you got Garcia, like, he's going to be somebody as a rookie in that middle lineup that pitchers might, you know, because he's a rookie, might give him a pitch or two. And I think he can really take advantage of that. So, I got Wyatt Langford.
Now, NL Rookie of the Year, I'm going Yamamoto. Going, you know, he didn't pitch well the first game. I'm going Yamamoto to be the NL Rookie of the Year.
I want Junghoo Lee of the Giants. I really like coming out from Japan. He's going to be an everyday outfielder. He played 10 spring training games. He hit .333. He had a home run. Just a good on base guy, and he could steal a couple bases as well. So I'm going to go with the Giants and Junghoo Lee.
For the AL MVP, I'm going with our guy. I'm going with Juan Soto. Going with Juan Soto with the protection with Judge and Rizzo and Stanton in the lineup. I'm going with Juan Soto as the AL MVP.
We don't match on a lot of these. I again going back to Seattle. I got Julio Rodriguez.
Seattle team. You think the Seattle team is going to be really good? I wonder where you're going to have our predictions.
Oh yeah, you'll see. I got Yeah, you'll see. But I you know, Julio Rodriguez is a guy that could hit 40 home runs. He's going to steal a ton of bases. He's an awesome outfielder in center field. You know, I think the big thing he worked on this offseason is making sure he's swinging at the right pitches. And, it's something he really worked on because I think that hurt him last year. I think he's poised to have a really good year. I know he kind of had a slump a little bit last year. I expect him to have a monster year. And I think, you know, Seattle, if they win that division, I think Julio Rodriguez would be a big part of why they do.
All right. NL MVP. I'm going to go with Acuña. I just think he's just too good. I think he's clearly the best player in the National League. He's he's on a great team with the Braves.
Yeah, I had to take him too. The stolen bases, the home run numbers, just he's leading off that middle of the lineup. And again, being a leadoff guy, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for him with guys in the 8 or 9 hole that are going to be in scoring position. So he's going to put up a lot of RBIs, I think, home runs. He's so fun to watch. And, you know, I got the Braves. I got Ronald Acuña Jr. winning the National League MVP.
Now for the playoffs, we'll start in the American League. My top seed is going to be the Astros in the American League. My number 2 seed is the Orioles. My 3 seed is the Twins. 4 seed the Rangers. 5 seed the Yankees, 6 seed the Mariners. So in the first round, I got the Mariners actually beating the Twins, and then I got the Rangers beating the Yankees. So in the division series, I got the because they don't reseed in baseball. It just goes too sick. They don't reseed. So I got the Astros beating the Rangers in a rematch. I think that's like a close 5-game series. And then I got the the Orioles beating the Mariners. So my ALCS, I got the Orioles and the Astros, and I got the Astros beating the Orioles. So I got the Astros going to the World Series in the American League. And in the National League, I got the Braves as the 1 seed because I don't think their division is as strong as the Dodgers. So I do have the Braves as the 1 seed, Dodgers as the 2 seed, the Cubs is the 3 because they're going to win the Central. I have them winning the Central. The as the 4 seed, I have the Phillies. The 5 seed, I got the Diamondbacks. The 6, so we got a Phillies Diamondbacks matchup rematch in the first round. The 6 seed, I got the I got the Giants. So I have the Giants upsetting the Cubs, and I got the Phillies beating the Diamondbacks. So I do have that matchup, Phillies-Braves, but I do think the Braves finally beat the Phillies in the playoffs this year, and I got the Dodgers beating the Giants. So I got Dodgers-Braves, Astros, I got the Astros-Orioles, but I have the Astros winning. So I have the Astros in the AL, and I have the Dodgers in the NL in my World Series. What are your playoffs?
For me, I got the Orioles as the one seed. I got the Seattle Mariners as the two seed. Twins 3, Astros 4, Texas Rangers number 5, and then I get the Yankees rounding out at 6. So in the wild card round, I do have the Yankees knocking off the Twins.
They'll get that nice matchup. That's why it's better for them to get the 6 seed and the 5 seed. They'll get the nice matchup in the first round.
Yeah, yeah. So you get to avoid that the AL West team there. So yeah, the 6 seed. And then I got I got Texas Rangers knocking off the Houston Astros in the 4-5 matchup. So then I got Baltimore playing Texas, and I think Baltimore does beat Texas. And then I do have the Mariners knocking off the Yankees. And then so I got a 1-2 battle, and I got the Seattle Mariners moving on to the World Series against Baltimore Orioles.
You mean the ALCS?
Yeah, I got the Mariners winning the ALCS against the Orioles.
Oh, wow. Gotcha there.
So I got Seattle in the winning the American League pennant. And then the National League side, I got the Dodgers the one, the Braves at the 2, Cubs 3, Phillies 4, Diamondbacks 5, Giants 6. So I have the Cubs knocking off the Giants. And then I got Philly getting revenge over Arizona from last year. So I got Dodgers and the Phillies in the Dodgers-Phillies in the NLDS against the Braves and Cubs. I have the Phillies knocking off the Dodgers. And then I don't trust the Dodgers in the playoffs. I just don't. And because the Braves don't have to face the Phillies this round, I do have them beating the Cubs. So I got Braves. Yeah, Braves-Phillies in the NLCS. And I have Atlanta moving on. They finally get over their demons, knock them off, and then I have the Braves knocking off the Mariners in 6 games in the World Series.
I got the Dodgers beating the Astros. Rematch 2017. I got the Dodgers beating the Astros in the World Series. But that's going to wrap it up this week for Sports Talk with R&J. For Justin Onofrio, I'm Steve Risser. We will be back next week talking, previewing the Final Four, talking about the Yankees and Red Sox first weeks of their season, and giving you any NFL and NBA news that comes our way. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hello, my name is Joe McGuire. I'm the president of Clovercrest Media Group. And here at CMG, we have a wide variety of podcasts, including sports shows like Keys to the City, The Roll Call, Throwing Jabs, All Four Downs, and Jawing About the G-Men. And great true crime shows like Sticky Meek, Crimes and Consequences, Ivy League Murders, and Bird, The Unsolved Murder of David Eichmann. You can find all these podcasts and so much more by visiting clovercrestmedia.com.